lot of the Bombers with their back line. We saw James Stewart move back this year, Jaden Laverde, Nick Hine, Dyson Heppel. It was a new look. Mm. They get Jake Kelly in there as well from the Crows. He's been a stopper for a number of years now. What do you make of this acquisition?
I think that if the Bombers had moved forward, they wouldn't have Kelly playing every game. I think he's more a support. I love what Jaden Laverde did this year. I think Laverde went to a new level. Hind has added so much to them. James Stewart. They obviously got Zach Reid in the draft, who you'd hope would play 22 games. So for me, I don't think Kelly... I think Kelly would be a support to the group more so than a key figure if they're going places.
I think they've obviously targeted him for a specific role, and that's to lock down one of these small forwards. He's a real competitor. He's hard, and he can play a role. I actually like the move because sometimes who's that going to be, that defender that's going to lock down that really dangerous small forward, even like a Papley type? And sure, they've got to play their team defence, but one thing you get from Jake Kelly is effort, and he's tough. I reckon he's cleaned his kicking up. He takes the easy option.
Yeah.
He's probably no superstar, but I'll tell you now, I think he'll play every week purely because he'll do that role that team needs to do and to close down that really dangerous small forward.
Well, it puts pressure on Francis and players like that who have been there and around about but haven't consolidated. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting, because Redmond came on as well, so it's going to be a tough back line to break into.
Just one on the Bombers. So they go out in the final, have four goals kicked on them by Cody Waitman, who's that small forward from the Dogs. Is that one game that could change a list decision and say we need to go and find a guy who can stop the small forward?
I wouldn't think that was the first time that a small forward's kicked goals on them. So I think they would have probably been targeting that closed down defender some time out. So, and obviously, you know, that Cody Waitman game probably, you know, sealed the deal in terms of we need to go find something. And the beauty of it, free agent. Don't have to give anything up. They can still go back to the draft, which they did so well last year. So it's a win for that footy club.